Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's February 13th and 14th. We got some snow this week, already Valentine's Day weekend on the 13th. For my running friends, don't forget the Fat Tuesday race that was originally scheduled on Tuesday, the day of the voting up to the primary, was moved by John Mortimer's running crew from that Tuesday to Saturday the 13th at 1 o'clock in Manchester. So hopefully I'll see you after the show. And I think that was a wise decision that was done in consultation between the mayor's office in Manchester and Millennium Running. The fear was with so many people going out to vote, plus the results of the snowstorm and so on and so forth, it just made sense to move the race to Saturday the 13th at 1. So today can be a perfect day for you. You can be listening to this radio show from 9 to 10 and then take a little break and then go ahead and do the Fat Tuesday, now Fat Saturday, I guess, race for Millennium Running. Last week, we had Brian from Johnson Golden Harvest, and of course, we've really focused January's and February's talk show on wellness. We've had Tom Walton on, we've had Dr. Mitch Corray on, we've had Dr. Shannon Mills on, Dr. Randy Tillman as well. So we're trying to put all the wellness stuff together in early part of the year. But today's show is going to be a little different. We actually have one of my great fellow colleagues at work at Northeast Delta Dental, Siobhan Droney, is going to be talking about the beauty and benefits of archery. Siobhan, welcome. Thank you for joining me. You didn't have enough of me during the week, so joining me on Saturday, huh?
I know. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
I'm happy to have you. So let's just, I think what I find with when I'm interviewing people, that the feedback that I get is they're always interested in and knowing the person's background. So you've been at Northeast Delta Dental for close to 15 years. So tell us how your career has progressed and your background and what you do. I know that you do great work with our participating dentists, but give us the A to Z of your 14-year career at Northeast Delta Dental.
It's always changing. There's always something new. I've always been in provider services, you know, from day one right through now. It's a positive environment, energetic environment. There's always something new. When I first started, everything had to do with the composite weighted fee system that we were using. Analyzing fee data with the dentist, keeping their participation status, current, keeping everything going. Through the years now, we're into the HOW program, the Health Through Oral Wellness Program.
And let's pause there for a moment, because we've had Heather Brown on several times,
yes.
Dr. Mills. Heather has called in live a few times when I've hosted live on a Friday. So the HOW program stands for Health Through Oral Wellness, and that's a program. It basically customizes dental plans, and so employers, not yet on the retail, so it's not yet available if you have your Delta Dental program through healthcare.gov or deltadentalcoversme.com, but most of our groups now, most of our employer-sponsored benefits, if we've renewed them, they have pretty much adopted Health Through Oral Wellness. And I'll just kind of summarize by saying that when you go to the participating dentist who is registered for HOW, your hygienist or dental assistant or maybe the dentist, him or herself, will ask you a series of online questionnaires, and then you'll get a sort of picture snapshot of your oral health score, and if it's 3, 4, or 5, you may be entitled to a third cleaning a year. We've explained, amongst other additional benefits, we've explained this many times, mm-hmm. but the two cleanings a year is certainly a great benchmark, and dental plans for decades have had two cleanings per year, including most of our plans. It's actually not science-based. It was really began when back in the 50s, different commercials getting, toothpaste companies trying to get people to go to the dentist twice a year. Some of us actually maybe need to go 3 or 4 times a year, and for others, once every 2 years is enough. And so what we've done with the Health Rural Wellness program, which is backed by a software tool called Provisor. We can actually customize your dental program, and if you're a Delta Dental subscriber through your group, and if your dentist is registered for HOW, Delta Dental will actually pay for those additional benefits, and that includes, you know, fluoride varnishes, perhaps. That includes, if you're a smoker, tobacco cessation counseling, we'll pay for that, nutrition counseling, and so forth. So it's really a great program, and I think, Siobhan, it's going to revolutionize our industry, because you've been around.
Absolutely. And it's exciting. I love promoting it.
It's great, and everywhere we go, we're getting a lot of great feedback, not just from the dentist, but also, you know, our purchasers. And Siobhan mentioned the composite system, and that was a system that we had used in terms of reimbursing our participating dentists, and dentists used to file fees. We now have a different system. So I didn't want to use jargon, but essentially we've kind of gone to a much more simple system, which allows really, Siobhan, for you to spend more time on other strategic matters.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I get to stroll down there. Siobhan's great. I mean, she has a beautiful buzz with with the dentist, always answers their questions, and I always get great feedback. And I liked your comment about the fact that, the only constant is change, and I think you have to be that way in today's, everything in today. I mean, if we weren't changing, I'm not sure we'd have the market share that we do. What are some other things that, again, I mean, you're talking to your CEO, but I mean, in terms of, the culture of the company, I mean, what do you like about it?
What I like the most is the philosophy of overall wellness. Everyone is encouraged to achieve an overall wellness, whether it's through exercise, massage, nutritional information. These sorts of things are always available with Northeast Delta Dental, and it's something that we're encouraged to pursue in our outside lives. Sometimes we look around at the people we work with and we wonder, what do they do when they're not here? They must have some sort of hobby, something that takes them, outside of their day-to-day, coming to work, doing their things, an interest. And my particular interest is archery.
That's awesome. And of course, but you also did the Capital Array Race Series for a while.
I always
put a plug in for that.
Yep.
By the way,
still running.
You do. I see you a lot running. So for my running friends, again, please register for the Capital Array Race Series.
Right.
There's now an 8th race. We're doing a 10K that Runner's Alley is putting on in the summertime. So we've been at an 8th race. So Siobhan gets involved with that. So how did you... Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with archery and including getting your certification in coaching?
Yes, my son was taking lessons with a local park and rec department here in Concord, and I was watching him have all the fun.
That's cool.
And one day his coach said to me, come on, take a shot. And I was hooked with that first arrow. I shot the first arrow, and I was thrilled.
Would you get a bullseye already?
I don't even remember if I hit the target. That's one of the beautiful things about archery is it's the feeling of it. It's very rewarding whether you hit the target or not. It's a lot of fun. So they give you 3 arrows. So I shot the first one. I was hooked. I shot the other 2, and I stood on the line, and I asked for more arrows. And they're like, no, you have to wait. Everybody will go down and get their arrows, and you shoot the same 3 over and over again. I was definitely hooked.
So now you've become a coach. So I like what you're saying is that there's so many of us that have, interests. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a very vibrant group that helps with the Friendly Kitchen, and then there are others that do dancing and quilting, and then we're involved in at least 60. not-for-profit organizations. I serve on many boards, but it's not only the very well-known boards, but so many people do some quiet, really great work in the community. So your passion is archery. So how did you get certified as a coach, and where do you coach?
I coach for Archery in Motion. We have a range at Bass Pro Shops in Hooksett, New Hampshire. It is the only Bass Pro Shop with a range. We can shoot up to 30 meters distance, which is also pretty much unheard of as an indoor range. Most of them are 18 meters. Our range, we have 26 lanes. Most most ranges have about 12. So it's huge. It's a very large range. It's in an amazing location. I was certified through USA Archery. They offer 5 different levels of certification. I'm a level 3 NTS coach. NTS stands for National Training System. It is what the USA Archery team uses to train the Olympic archers. So when you're watching the Olympics this summer and you're watching the archery, that is what I teach.
Wow. So watching the Olympics must be really fascinating for you.
Oh, it is. I've actually been to several workshops with Katuna Lorig. Wow. She has shot for the U.S., I think, 3 times now, 3 or 4 times.
Well-known name in the sport, yep.
Yes, she is. She comes to New England a few times a year to do some workshops. If I can sign up and go, I do. If it doesn't fit into my schedule, I at least make sure I stop by, you know, and say hello. Her and her manager, Pam Maitland, I'm friends with them. They're wonderful. I get to shoot next to this young lady. Her name is Arielle. She's from the Connecticut area, and she is, you know, a up-and-coming Olympic hopeful. She is part of the USA Archery team.
That's cool. That's a lot.
It's
like,
very cool.
Yeah, I mean, think of it. You're running next to a potential Olympian. It's no different. It's a lot like road racing. Depending on the road, you know, like Mount Washington Road, Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, or the Beach to Beacon in Maine, you'll be lining. You could be lining up against someone that you've seen on TV. Tell us, I know you're also a certified judge, so we have about 30 seconds before the commercial break. Can you tell us how many tournaments are they year round? Or?
Yes, that's one of the beauty. One of the beauties with archery is it is year round. We can shoot indoors and outdoors. Indoors, we typically shoot up to 18 meters for tournaments. Outdoors, you shoot up to 70 meters, very far away. There are tournaments every month throughout the year.
So you must be pretty busy because, like most sports, there's probably not enough judges or
there
referees.
Isn't.
I can imagine.
You're absolutely right. Yep. Well, judges, it's, yep.
All right. Well, we're going to return with Siobhan Droney after commercial break. Please stay tuned. This has got to be the only show on archery, so please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental on this weekend of February 13th and 14th. And remember, for my running friends, if you listen to this on Saturday the 13th at 1 o'clock, it's quote-unquote the Fat Tuesday 5K race in Manchester, which was rescheduled from Primary Tuesday to Saturday the 13th. So those of you that I know I'm going to see down there, I'm going to quiz you on archery. So with me is Siobhan Droney, a great employee that works with me at Northeast Delta Dental. Has been with us for 14 years. As Siobhan explained, she's in the professional relations provider services area. She deals a lot with our participating dentists. The Delta Dental Triangle, by the way, represents dentists, the employers who pay really for the dental bills, and then the patients. And so our role as employees is to keep that triangle in balance. And Siobhan emphasizes most of her time on the leg of the triangle that involves our participating dentists. Today's weekend show, though, has to do with her passion and her interest on archery. So tell us you probably have sparked interest. So what's the contact information? And if I'm an adult or if I'm a mom or dad whose son or daughter appears to have some interest, I mean, do I just show up or do I contact you? How does that work?
Well, there's a website, archeryinmotion.com. You can go out there. There's information about the various programs that we have going on. There are classes on weeknights. There are classes on the weekends. If you stop by on Saturdays, not this coming Saturday, the 20th,
this is the Bass Pro Shop in Hooksett?
Yeah, Bass Pro Shops in Hooksett, New Hampshire. If you go into the store and you walk towards the back of the store, when the lane ends and you take a left, you'll see double green doors. You'll see our signs on the door. You're welcome to come in. There's usually someone there, especially on Saturdays. Like I said, February the 20th, this up-and-coming Saturday, we won't be there. We will be at an indoor national tournament in Fisdale, Massachusetts. But the subsequent Saturdays, you can certainly come in, you know, just watch the program, speak with the coaches. I'm not the only coach. There's several others. We're usually the ones with the red shirts on. I'm usually the one on the line doing the coaching while other coaches might be working on equipment. They might be talking to parents. They talk to people who come in from the store to check it out and to see what we're doing.
How cool. That's really great. Yeah. Now, as mentioned, you're also a certified judge, and apparently there are tournaments all the time. So how does that work, and your role as judge? I'm sure the number one thing is safety, but after that,
yes,
is what?
After that, it's just making sure that the archers have everything they need to succeed, that their equipment is working well, that they're shooting next to people who are respecting their need to focus and to concentrate. We also make line calls. So an archer shoots three arrows, we go down to score. Someone thinks it's an eight, someone else thinks it's a nine, and a judge will make that determination. They call us over and we make the line call.
What if someone steps their foot over the line or something like that? Do you make line calls like that too, or is that...
That kind of line, they know better.
They know better,
yes,
okay.
Yes, absolutely. We have a signal system, so the archers know when to step up to the line. They'll hear two buzzers, and then they wait. When they hear a single buzzer, that's when you can load and shoot. No one crosses the line until you hear three buzzers.
Great. So you're a level three coach.
Yes.
So is that the sort of the equivalent of a Junior Olympic development program, or how does that all work?
Yes, Junior Olympic, and we have the corresponding adult program, our Adult Archery Achievement Program. Yep, I coach both of those. I also coach an Explore Archery program. It's a basic introduction to archery. We go over the layout of the range. We go over safety, you know, the whistle system, the signal system that we use. We go over the equipment, you know, how it works. You know, we start on form. It's kind of a, you know, try it. See if you like archery before you make any kind of investment in the sport.
And if I'm a young or older adult and I want to get interested, is there an adult archery type program?
Yep, there is. Yep, there's... It's the same as the Junior Olympic program. The adults come in. We go over all the same stuff. We teach everybody safety first. We start out with a basic form. And if you continue, the minute details of your shooting form gets, you know, more and more precise.
And as an adult, are there tournaments as well?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. You have the tournaments. Like when I go down to Nationals on the weekend of the 20th, there's nearly 200 archers per session. And they organize them in age. You know, target one would be the youngest archers. They're about 8 years old. And as you go down the line, down to the 50th target, they get to be 70, 80 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep, archers of all ages.
Now, obviously, you've seen the benefit of archery in terms mm-hmm. of, obviously, you have a huge passion for it. But why don't you review some of what you've seen, you know, the exercise, the camaraderie, mm-hmm. things like that?
Yep, exercise, definitely. Archery is very helpful when it comes to balance, when it comes to coordination. I think it, like yoga or Tai Chi, it just gives you that extra stability. But I think the biggest thing I see, especially with the kids, is it increases their ability to focus. It teaches them how to concentrate, put themselves into what we call the archery bubble. So when they're on the line shooting, that any distractions around them, they learn how to ignore those distractions and focus on all of those tiny, you know, minute bits of their form that they've been working on. Because they'll work on their form for weeks and then they'll go to a tournament. Now's the time for them to show us what you learned,
and
what you remembered.
And if they get that positive result, I'm sure that positive feedback is rewarding and
it is
in
great.
Itself.
It is so
feeds
great.
Feeds a great
yeah.
circle. And
it
vigor.
Really does. And they can't wait to come back for more. I think that's what I love about archery and what separates it from team sports. Yes, team sports are great. You know, it's a bonding experience. But with archery, it's an individual sport. So you go into a tournament or you go into a practice, you have your own goals. They are not influenced by anyone else's, you know, agenda. This is yours. And whether or not you succeed is how much you put into it, what you want to get out of it. You've designed that yourself.
Exactly. In a lot of respects, it's a lot like, since we talked about the Capilano Race Series,
mm-hmm.
it's like running. You are what your time is. I mean, you can put your as much into it. Obviously, some people may have more natural talent, but the more you work at it, and if you have the passion for it. So now, what's your you're a judge, but you're also a coach. So what's your coaching philosophy?
Basically, again, it's all focused on the individual and success. I think that everyone needs something that they feel good about. And I think some folks just don't fit into the team sport environment. So I think they come in, they have something that they're looking forward to, and they'll tell you, you know, the archers will tell you what they're looking to get out of the club. You know, are they looking to improve their shooting form? Are they looking to make friends? Are they just looking for that environment? Are they coming just for the fun shoots? It could be everything. It could be, I always hope it's a combination of all of those things. So my philosophy is just to help you get to be where you want to be.
To be the best you can be.
That's so right. Yes, and enjoy it.
And enjoy
it. Enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, if you have to enjoy what you're doing, whether it's your work, whether it's your, you know, whatever you're not-for-profit you're involved with, whatever sport. Now, obviously, when we watch archery in the Olympics, it's definitely a beautiful, elegant sport. So sometimes it's been said the history of archery is the history of mankind. Now, what's the genesis of that statement?
Fred Bear said that. And he's referring to how you look at the cave drawings, you know, and archery was there. And then, you know, archery just changed throughout the ages. And when you look at the equipment that was originally used and how scientifically archery has changed, I mean, it has changed with civilization. You know, it got better and better and better, and it's now, you know, archery is all about physics. There's a huge element of science in the equipment, you know, things that we've turned into.
And you've put a big smile on my face because, of course, I'm chair of the State Board of Education. One of our concerns is science,
physics,
technology, engineering, and math, STEM, and, of course, science. And to me, the way to get science out there is to make it real-world stuff. So, obviously, if you're learning physics and science through archery, that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. Who else gets involved? I know we have the youth, we have retirees perhaps involved. I'm thinking this may be a generalization, but people that may be more introverted and other things, I mean.
Yeah, the introversion is there, again, because it's not a team sport. It's an individual sport. It's also great for anyone with, you know, ADD, autism. We have archers with multiple sclerosis. Again, it's giving them an opportunity to do a sport. They may not have had these opportunities previously in school.
That's awesome, you know, because I think the whole secret to life is finding your passion. So it must bring a huge smile to your face, you know, if you... whether it's a youthful person, whatever, with ADD or maybe autism, whatever, and if you've seen them being drawn out.
They blossom.
And they blossom.
Great.
And then this kind of maybe they have found their passion and they do well and they want to come back and they want to compete in the tournament. It must bring a smile to your face.
And there was this one young lady when my son first started and I watched her. She spent the whole tournament, she would look at her feet. And the only time she looked up was to actually shoot. She would get up when she heard the buzzers. She'd get up from her chair. She'd go shoot. She'd come the whole time looking at her feet, except when she was going to shoot. And that was my first experience with someone with autism. And then after seeing her in this program for about 3 or 4 years, you know, she became an instructor. She's done interviews on WMUR, on TV. Now she's in college and she's involved in a program. It has to do with sharks. She goes to college in Maine and goes back down to the Caribbean, and she's just so different from when I originally met her.
Wow, this is awesome. I'm going to have you back. Who would have thought that the beauty and benefits of archery, my God, this is, you know, fantastic. So again, Siobhan Droney, archeryinmotion.com is the website. please, you can connect with her as well at Bass Pro Shop in Hooksett. Fun. Yep. Thank you for joining me this weekend. Have a happy Valentine's.
Thank you. You
and,
too.
And good luck with all of your national competitions, both as a coach and as a certified judge. Thank you for sharing this weekend with
me. Thank you for having me.
Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'll be with Dr. Mitch Correa on Children's Dental Health Month.